KSRN News, I'm John Scott.
The storm that dropped snow in the Midwest promising more misery as it moves eastward.
Yet another winter storm slamming much of the country, avalanches in the west, snow in the Midwest and east, and freezing temperatures from Texas to Maine. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
We have temperatures up across the Northern Plains region that are on the order of minus 30 to minus 40 degrees.
He says it's a pretty significant winter storm.
Southeast Virginia, we're looking at 6 to 10 inches of snowfall.
Orison says 100 million people around the country are being affected by the Arctic air. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. Senate has confirmed Kelly Loeffler, a Georgia businesswoman and former senator, to lead the Small Business Administration. Loeffler will oversee an entity responsible for helping businesses satisfy debts, payroll, and other expenses during times of disaster. President Trump's administration ordering a halt to New York City's congestion pricing system, which thins traffic and funds mass transit by imposing high tolls on drivers entering some parts of Manhattan. The Trump administration formally designating 8 Latin American crime organizations as foreign terrorist organizations, upping its pressure on cartels operating in the U.S. and anyone aiding them. President Trump said cartels a major problem.
I think Mexico is largely run by the cartels, and that's a sad thing to say. And if they wanted help with that, we'd give them help. But Mexico, if you look at what's gone on with Mexico for years now, but now especially, it's run by the cartels. And they've allowed millions of people to come into our country from jails and prisons of other countries from all over the world, not just South America.
Those named are Trinidad, Aragua in Venezuela, MS-13 in El Salvador, and 6 others in Mexico. This is SRN News. A leading atheist group is reaching out.
Not content to simply try and erase Christianity from the public square in this country, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is funding an atheist billboard in Ghana. The sign reads, quote, "Don't believe in God, you are not alone," and it stands near a roadway in the city of Accra. The foundation claims it's the first ever atheist billboard in Africa. Experts don't expect the sign to change a lot of minds in Ghana, where 73% of the population is Christian and the rest Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Chinese government is warning Christian churches that they must toe the line or face the consequences. A recent statement by a Communist Party leader says comprehensive and strict governance of religion must continue, improving self-education, management, and discipline within religious circles. The government wants all expressions of faith made subservient to Beijing. This is SRN News. KFC moving its headquarters out of Kentucky.
The fried chicken company announced it will be moving its U.S. headquarters out of its home state to relocate to Texas. Yum Brands, the owner of KFC, says the move is part of its broader plan to have 2 permanent corporate headquarters, one in Irvine, California, and one in Plano, Texas. KFC and Pizza Hut's global teams are already based in Texas, while Taco Bell and the Habit Burger and Grills teams are located in California. KFC still plans to maintain corporate offices in Louisville. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The governor of New Mexico has appointed her 64-year-old brother to the Board of Regents at New Mexico Highlands University. As concerns about wasteful spending and cronyism roil the state's regional university system, Greg Lujan, the brother of Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, appointed as the student regent to the Highlands University. More details at SRNNews.com.